This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Here at the BJ and Baggy Pants Morning Show.
Hey.
We're often just joking around, having a good time, goofy. But sometimes something serious comes along and we like to address it, especially when it's local. And there's a story that we came across yesterday of a guy that went on a cruise to celebrate his anniversary with his wife. And he fell sick. Then it turned into a really serious situation. And now he's in a hospital in Copenhagen and pretty much stuck there because his ailment is so life-threatening that they have to have a medical plane to get him home. That thing cost $150,000 to get him home. You don't go on a cruise thinking that it's going to take $150,000 to get me home. The guy's name is Guy. What was the last name, Jamie?
Guy Matlock.
Matlock, that's right. His son, once we talked about it yesterday, his son, Payne, texted us and said, thank you. Thank you for talking about the GoFundMe page. Thank you for talking about Dad and us trying to get him home. Hopefully this helps and blah, blah, blah. And so we thought, let's talk to Payne, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Get some more money.
All right. So, Jamie, I've got Payne right here. Payne.
Yes.
Hi, Payne. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
We are good. So why don't you tell us, how is it looking for your dad right now?
Everything's looking on a very, very, very slow upbeat. As it said in there, the virus attacked his brain and he had a bunch of little mini strokes. So it's he's in there. We're just trying to fight and get him up and get him back home. And we need to mentally stimulate him here just with family and people that he knows.
Is your mom still over there with him?
Yeah, that's another hard part. She's there all by herself. She's staying at a small little inpatient hotel right next to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
I mean, it was an anniversary, right? They were celebrating?
Yeah, with their friends, Kim and George. It was my dad's best friend in high school.
Yeah. And now he's stuck in the hospital over there. And you say the condition is getting better, but it's really a slow process.
It's going to be a slow process. He's still going to need a medevac flight out unless they stay there for 6 months, maybe a couple of years to be able to get him rehabilitated.
Oh, geez.
So are we looking at like a Craig Hospital or Mayo or what? I mean, where are you going to transport him to?
We would love to be at Craig Hospital. They're a great rehab hospital. Plus it's just a mile or two away from their house. So it'd be nice for my mom.
Right.
So the only thing stopping you from getting him back here to Craig Hospital is the finances, right?
Yeah, it's going to be roughly right around $150,000 plus whatever medical bills we're going to have with it that come right after that. So
now,
the money has to be there up front too.
For the flight.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and you guys had, I mean, I believe that somebody had texted us and said that that they had travel insurance. It just doesn't cover that, right?
Yeah, it'll only cover $20,000 of it.
That's why
we're still asking for the $150,000 because we still need to have that $150,000 up front.
Again, right. We're talking to Payne. Payne is the son of the man that went over to Copenhagen. He was on a cruise, and he got sick, and he's in Copenhagen in a hospital in really bad condition. They're just trying to get him home. And Payne texted us yesterday on the show, so we thought we'd talk to him and see if we can help out, spread the word, and maybe, you know, bump up this GoFundMe. I noticed this morning it's at $80,000.
It's at 81 now.
81?
Yeah.
It's at $81,000. I mean, we're getting there, Payne.
Yeah,
slowly. Every penny helps. I mean, whatever. I mean, we are so grateful. I want to express that part. We are so grateful for everybody that has helped out, even the couple of dollars here and there. It goes a long ways.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, what a shocking moment. They go for a 2-week cruise, 37th anniversary. I know our texts just went crazy because everybody just said that they love your parents. That I mean, nobody had one bad thing to say about them. They said they're just the most amazing people, happy couple. They go there, and then all of a sudden, what, day six, he gets the flu?
Yeah, just got the flu, and they thought it was a little sniffle, and it turned deadly. Very quickly.
Crazy. Yeah. Terrible. All right, do this. Payne, give us the exact information on how to donate money.
So, I have to look that up too right now.
You got to go to GoFundMe.
Wait. I'm sorry you're getting upset. They love your parents. Oh, now you're getting me upset. Oh, my God. All right, we're okay. But listen, this community loves your parents.
Did I do something wrong?
No.
I thought I did.
No, he just got.
You know, I just need you to give the information because I will say this. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, can you pin that to
I
the
did.
Top?
I already
it
did.
Oh, you already
it
did
is.
That?
I did.
All right, good deal. Good deal. Yeah. All right, it's on our Facebook page. But I feel like that the Facebook page thing is just, you know, it's certain people that can go to it that's got the account. How can somebody donate if they want to help out?
If they really want to help out, I mean, honestly, they can just go ahead and Google Guy Matlock, and it's going to pop up with all the daily posts. It's made it worldwide, and the GoFundMe page will pop up on there, too.
Easy.
With Bring Guy and Adrian Matlock home safely. GoFundMe.
Okay. Guy Matlock.
Right.
All you got to do is Google that.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Maybe put in a GoFundMe if you want to in your little search engine, and it should pop up for you. And if you can donate, I mean, a couple of bucks here and there, $50, $100, whatever you could donate.
Even $5.
Total will grow, and we can bring this guy home to his family here in Colorado. He's from what, Lakewood, I think it is, right?
Inglewood.
My bad.
Born and raised.
All right. He's a Colorado person. And for a day or so there, I saw it in various places, but the word's not out there as much as it needs to be to get this guy home.
Right. So, people like Michelle that's not on Facebook because she just texted me, how do I donate because she's not on Facebook? Yeah. So, again, just Google Guy Matlock, M-A-T-L-O-C-K, and then it'll take you right to the story. And at the end, then you can go to the GoFundMe.
Yeah. Hey, Payne, did it catch you off guard yesterday when you heard BJ and Jamie talking about it?
Yeah, I was just driving down the road with a coworker, and I was like, oh, wow, this is about Dad.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
It really caught me off guard, but we really appreciate it.
I think Jamie saw it before I did, but, man, your story really stuck out when we saw it. Well, we thought, okay.
It's just this nice couple goes on an anniversary cruise.
Yeah. It was like, wow, that's crazy. And at first, it said Colorado Man, and I didn't know where. I thought maybe it's Grand Junction or whatever. Then it turns out he's right here in town.
Yeah.
All right, Payne,
we are going to make you some money and get your dad home, okay?
Yep, thank you. We appreciate everything.
You got it, bud. Money. And it'll work out, man. Just stay positive.
Yep, thank you.
You got it. Right. There you go. That's Payne. He's the son. Wants dad to come home.
Yeah.
He can help out. Go to the GoFundMe page.
Or, again, you can Google Guy Matlock, and it'll take you there, too.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.